Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman.
Wabbitwikes.
Back in 1907, rabbits were invading Western Australia. The government decided the bunnies had to go.
Kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit, kill the wabbit.
Kill the wabbit?
Instead of killing the rabbits, Australia decided to build a bunny fence, 2,000 miles long, to keep the rabbits out of the outback. The fence didn't work, but scientists began noticing something strange. On the side of the fence, where farmers planted crops, there were fewer clouds, and it rained a lot less than the side that had native vegetation. The effect the bunny fence had on weather has baffled researchers until now. Uday Sankar Nair of the University of Alabama in Huntsville is in Western Australia, where he's investigating the fence phenomenon. Thanks for joining us, Professor.
You're welcome.
I'm looking at a photo that's in your research paper, and it was taken of the fence from an airplane, and the image is really dramatic. They're right down the fence line on the left side. It's very dark, and there are clouds over the field. And then on the right side of the fence, there's not a single cloud. That's the farmland. Why is that?
We believe what's happening is that, like you mentioned, it's really it's darker on one side where there is native vegetation, and it absorbs more solar radiation that comes down to the ground, which means that it will put more heat into the atmosphere. And heat transferred from the ground to the atmosphere is one of the essential ingredients. And that's the reason why you're seeing more clouds on the darker native vegetation side.
And the farm side is lighter in color, so it's not absorbing the radiation. It's just bouncing back into the atmosphere.
It's not absorbing as much. It is actually absorbing the radiation, but it's slightly less than what's being absorbed on the other side.
So it's not the fence, it's what we do with the land that can affect the weather.
Yes. What's happening here is the fence is a barrier that demarcates between these two areas, and you can see that from space.
So Dr. Nair, are you seeing this effect anyplace else on the planet?
Yes, we have been researching deforestation in Costa Rica, and what we found out was that in upwind locations of mountains, when you deforest, the air going up into the mountains are more dry and more warm. And what this implies is that there is less water available for cloud forest, for example, in Mano Verde. And another region where this might have a impact is, for example, Kilimanjaro, where there's been recent concerns about glaciers melting. And this could also have an impact in such regions, because when you deforest lowlands, the air going up the mountains are going to be altered, and it could be more dry and more warm.
So the farmers around Mount Kilimanjaro could actually be leading to the shrinkage of the snow cover in the mountain.
Yes, they could be contributing to the effects that are being seen in Kilimanjaro now.
I'm wondering what the implications of your research would be here in the United States. You know, where farmers are being told to plant corn for ethanol from fence post to fence post.
One of the interesting questions that this study raises is that when you clear more and more areas for farming, would you reach a point where you clear too much land that you're going to reduce your rainfall, and you get to a point of diminishing returns.
Dr. Nair, how is the weather there, by the way?
It was actually really nice today. It was very warm. It's actually been cold for the last couple of days, and it has really warmed up today.
Which side of the fence are you on?
Actually, we are staying on the agricultural side, but we also have a site that's set up on the native vegetation area.
So are there clouds over the agricultural side?
Actually, today, we found clouds that formed over the native vegetation area early in the morning, and it stayed that way for till about the afternoon. So clouds were preferentially forming over the native vegetation area today in the morning.
So it's consistent with your research?
Yes. We saw what we were looking for today, so that was very good.
Uday Shankar Nair is a research scientist in the Earth System Science Center at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. He joined us from the Lake King area in southwest Australia. Dr. Nair, thanks a lot. Enjoy the weather.
I definitely will.